of you, but I'm just a little bit stiff, and all that moving is just a little bit hard on the hips this morning. But down to business. So we had a fantastic story about Jesus meeting his friends on the road and in the upper room. And I wonder, we've been thinking all about these fruits, not many of them up on the walls, but all the fruits of the Spirit. And I wonder if you could guess which one we're thinking about today.
The knowledge.
The knowledge? Ooh, not quite. Let me see. There's love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, self-control, and love. So which one of those do you think it might be? Faithfulness. That's right. The today's story, and the reason we picked that reading is because we're thinking about God's faithfulness. And so the first thing I did was I thought, I'd better have a look in the dictionary, find out what it means. So I got the biggest dictionary I could find, and most of you would probably go on the internet, but I'm very old-fashioned, like a book. So we have to find faithfulness. What does it start with, do you think?
F
for faithfulness. Okay, and faithful says, remaining true, constant or loyal, reliable, truthful, accurate in every way. And this goes on, there's all sorts of other definitions about faith that we have in God. But I was trying to think of things that would illustrate faithfulness. And I wonder, can we have this first picture up? Does anybody know who this might be?
A dog.
A dog? This is Kellen. Do you know who it is? It's Grey Friars Bobby. Now, Grey Friars Bobby, when we went to Edinburgh a couple of years ago, we saw this statue of a dog called Grey Friars Bobby. And he was a police dog, and he worked with a man called John Grey a long, long time ago in 1856. And for 2 years, when John Grey was a night watchman, Bobby was with him. And very sadly, John Grey died. And he was buried in a place called Grey Friars Kirkyard. They call them kirks rather than churches up in Scotland. But he was buried in the grounds of Grey Friars Church. And do you know what? Bobby stayed on his master's grave for 14 years. Now, he left to be fed, because I had a sneaking suspicion maybe he stayed there because somebody was putting food there. But no, it says he left the churchyard to be fed, and then he'd go back and sit on the grave. And he stayed there until he died 14 years later. And he's buried next to his master. That's Grey Friars Bobby. Very, very loyal. And the next one. Does anybody know what this might be? Oh, it's not quite a waterfall because it's going up rather than coming down. It's a bit like a water volcano. Does anybody know the right name for it, Caleb? A geyser, yes. A geyser or geyser. I don't know how you say it. Is it geyser? Anyhow, whatever. Well done. That's fantastic. This geyser is called Old Faithful. And it's in the middle of, I was going to say Jellystone National Park. It's not. It's Yellowstone National Park. So it's not quite where Yogi Bear is. But this geyser, I'm going to have to read it because I've written it down so I don't forget, shoots every hour 200,000 gallons of boiling water, 125 foot, which is probably about the size of the church, into the sky, and it lasts for 5 minutes. And ever since it's been discovered, it does this. And it's called Old Faithful because it's constant. It never changes. If you go there and you wait your 60 minutes, it'll start. And it will do it every day. Now they say, I was reading on the Font of All Knowledge, Wikipedia, that the instances are getting slightly less and less because of all the earthquakes and things. So that's neither here nor there. Old Faithful. And our last one. Our last picture. Will and Sam, who got married yesterday, and in their wedding service yesterday, one of the promises that they made to each other was that they would be faithful to each other, that they would be true, that they wouldn't look around and think, oh, he's a bit more handsome, maybe I better go and get another husband, or that woman's a better cook, maybe I better go and find another wife. They promised that they would be faithful to each other, that they wouldn't change the way they felt about each other. So three pictures of being faithful. But you know, the Bible, I was going to get the dictionary then, the Bible is full of pictures of God being faithful to his people, of God always keeping the promises, and the Bible is full of God's promises for us. And last week in one of our Sunday groups we made little boxes that were full of God's promises. Never will I leave you. You know, so as far as the east is from the west, that's where I've put all the bad things you do. I've forgotten about them. If you come to me and you're tired, I'll give you rest. God promises us so many things. But at the end of the story that Gemma acted out with all the others, what did God promise? What did Jesus promise to the disciples? Reuben? He promised that he would send the Holy Spirit, that they had to wait in the upper room, scared though they were, until God would send his Holy Spirit. And we know, because we can look back into history, that God sent his Holy Spirit, and that those disciples, they went out and they did amazing things. They told so many people about Jesus, thousands and thousands of people. They told and were converted and started to follow Jesus, and they told thousands and thousands of other people. And you know, it says in the Bible that we are supposed to do that. We're supposed to be going out and telling people about Jesus. And God promises us that he will give us the Holy Spirit to help us as well. And all we have to do is ask for it. So do you think that would be a good thing to do? Think that would be a good idea? Yeah? So let's just pray now. We close our eyes and pray, Lord God, Father God, you are so faithful. You never change. You're better than any pet or any natural phenomenon. You're better than human love. Lord, you are the best thing ever. But Lord, we want to follow you every day. We want to say fresh today that we will follow you. But Lord, we pray that you would send your Holy Spirit now, that you would fill us with your power, that we would go out of this place ready to tell thousands of people about you, about Jesus, and about how much you love us. So Lord, we pray, send your Spirit now and equip us for the work that you want us to do. Amen.
May the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be with you this day and those that you love evermore. Amen. And let's say the words of the grace together to bless one another. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all evermore. Amen.